The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And as always, we have lots of very important information to share with our listeners about supporting your health naturally, not addressing disease, not dealing with synthetic approaches to symptoms, but supporting all of the different functions of your body. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. I bet a lot of our listeners were up late last night.
Okay, so I wasn't up all that late. So tell me how long the nationally televised of great political importance debate went on.
It was too long. It wasn't.
Do people lose focus when it goes on like that?
They say they do. They say, you know, they're paying attention maybe for the first half hour or so. If it doesn't grab you and hold your attention, although I guess a lot of people stayed with it for the 3 hours or so that it lasted.
3 hours, that's tough.
You know why?
Why?
You know why? They were able to sell so much advertising time that they had to extend the debate so they can fit the commercials in.
So it was a big moneymaker, eh?
Oh, it was.
That connection between politics and money once again.
But again, we don't like to get into politics on this program, right?
Of course not. Only off the air, right?
The candidates were manipulated into arguing with each other based on the questions we're asked. And that's not what we want to hear. We want to hear their solutions to problems the country is facing.
Absolutely. And don't you find that so frustrating that when solutions are requested, there's a lot of dissembling, dancing around the subject, dancing around the point, and definitely not answering the question. How did they determine who was going to speak first and how the interaction was going to go on?
Donald Trump, because they basically, everybody was attacking Donald Trump last night, so he got to speak a lot because he had to answer their attacks.
Did they understand that they were doing that and giving him more airtime that way?
It reminded me of the last go around when all the candidates were in the Republican side attacking each other and basically undermining all of them. And the Democrats would love that, right? Why don't you undermine all the candidates? And that's what CNN was doing, in my opinion, instead of really letting the people
not do a good job of organizing the debate, and Fox News did a better job.
It was a different different approach.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, every question started off with so-and-so said this about you. What do you have to say in response?
Okay, well, see,
Donald Trump said, look at that face. What do you have to say about that? I don't care. I want to know what you're going to do about the economy, what you're going to do about Obamacare, what you're going to do about national security. Let's hear what's on these people's minds instead of Carly Fiorina was fired from Hewlett Packard or Donald Trump filed bankruptcy 4 times. I mean, I think Chris Christie had a good response. He said, look, the listeners want to know how I'm going to keep my job, how I'm going to make more money for my household. That's what the listeners are concerned about. Not, how much money you made or lost or whatever.
But Dr. Slavin, you just said that the way the questions were formatted was so-and-so said this about mm-hmm. you. I think it's important to be able to refute something that has been twisted into an area that is not the point originally spoken about.
Well, that's the whole purpose of this program, is to untwist what the medical establishment is telling us.
Okay, very good.
And I'm going to untwist
nice
a few.
Segue.
I'm going to untwist a few things here.
All right.
This is a topic that over the years we've discussed before, but the only way that I know of for people to make the best decisions about anything is by acquiring as much information as you can. And the more information you have, the better decision you can make.
It's very interesting because you can establish a very specific position on something, and then you visit an authority figure, Dr. X. Mm-hmm. And Dr. X says, well, if you don't take this medication for your osteoporosis, don't come to me when you fall and break your hip. I wash my hands of you. And I can't tell you how many clients I've had come and show me a letter that the doctor has excluded that patient from his practice because they refused the medication that he was prescribing.
They can come to me.
Okay.
And I work with people who want to avoid medication because the medications don't do a good job anyway. We take most insurances. As far as HMOs go, we don't take them because the HMOs limit their panels. This is how they control costs. It's two ways. You know, the doctors don't order tests and don't follow people closely. And then you have so few doctors compared to Medicare, for example, where you can go to any doctor anytime, that, you know, that's another way of limiting costs. And then what you have to understand, and we spoke about this on one show, and maybe people don't realize it, whatever the doctor doesn't spend during the year taking care of you in an HMO context, they get bonused at the end of the year for the money they saved.
And people need to know details about the whole insurance scam like that. And that's what it is.
Well, they have to know what, you know, they have to know what's appropriate healthcare, and that's the problem. In other words, what tests should be done, when they should be done, what tests are being left out. Sometimes they're left out because they don't want to spend money. Sometimes they're left out in order to spend money. I'll give you an example. A doctor gives you a cardiac workup and he brushes you right in for a cardiac cath. He says you have blockages, you need a stent or bypass. But he left out the most important test is what's called a cardiac perfusion scan. That's a scan to see if your heart is getting enough blood flow. Because your heart can get enough blood flow even with blockages because there is such a thing as collateral circulation. If you don't do the test, you don't know that the heart is getting that. And I can tell you lots of people are going for bypass and stents that haven't had that test.
Those are the walking time bombs?
No. I mean, you heard about quotas. You know, the doctors have these unwritten quotas about, you know, getting these people in for these money-making procedures. And I'm not against them when it's appropriate. But do the appropriate workup for people. You know, just don't do stents or bypass. And by the way, those procedures have never been shown to prolong life. You know, they're about improving the quality of life. But they don't, the studies show that when you have those procedures, you don't really live any longer than if you had medical treatment.
And a lot of times they don't enhance quality of life by any stretch of the imagination.
They don't fare well after the surgery.
Right. One of my clients now is dealing with a hospital-acquired infection after open heart surgery.
Serious problem.
Very serious problem, and more common than people know.
Well, you know, this is if they open up the chest cavity, you know, through the sternum, they split you open. Sometimes the infection is there, and then your whole chest opens up because it doesn't heal because of the infection. Serious problems with associated deaths. But I want to review this with our listeners so they can make appropriate decisions how they want to proceed with regard to their own health. And the top 10 causes of death I think most people know heart disease is number one, cancer is number two, respiratory tract infections, lower respiratory disease like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and pneumonia. Three, stroke is number four. Accidents are number five. Now, there's a difference between accidents and suicide. One is intentional, one is unintentional. Number five is unintentional injuries, accidents. Six is Alzheimer's. Seven is diabetes. Eight is kidney disease. Nine is influenza and pneumonia. So number three, chronic lower respiratory diseases, then, if they're excluding influenza and pneumonia in that category, then it must be basically chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema is number three. And, of course, number 10 would be suicide. Now, what is the – put things in context here. Okay, you have – those are what people die from. The cost to the economy is $1.1 trillion, a combination of medical costs and lost productivity. But here's the point of this list is leading up to the next point. Conventional medical care was not listed as a top cause of death. Even though research points to adverse drug reactions, medical errors, hospital-acquired infections, you were just talking about that, unnecessary procedures, and other consequences of modern medicine as a leading cause of death. Many of the leading causes of death, including cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and even infectious diseases like the flu, can be warded off by a healthy lifestyle. So imagine the lower death toll, not to mention the cost to the economy, if people decided to take control of their health. And that's what we try to do here, is make you aware. How many people would have thought they had control over cancer and heart disease?
Not very many.
Right?
They think they are victims.
Well, that's the medical establishment for you. If, you know, and they pulled out that, they took that off the list. So if they were to put it back on the list,
where would it fall?
In other words, the Center for Disease Control left conventional medical care off their death list. If they put it back on, it would have been number one.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me that isn't so. Well, okay. Wow. I guess I made a very good decision walking away. And I walked away years and years ago. And what's very positive now is there are so many choices for people in the natural realm to support their good health. And our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, does wonderful things about identifying the causes of different symptoms and diseases. And then you have the opportunity to address them naturally. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zamorelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back. Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and a couple of reminders before we get back to our discussion today. Do you know the name Dr. Sherry Rogers? If you don't, you need to. And Dr. Sherry Rogers will be joining us on September 25th for the hour, as well as October 2nd. So I hope you make a note on your calendars to be certain to tune in to Natural Doc Radio when we talk with Sherry Rogers. And Dr. Sherry Rogers is the author of a book, Detoxify or Die. And in kind of sync with what Dr. Slavin was speaking about yesterday, blood pressure, Dr. Sherry Rogers has a book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And she has books on digestion, books on sleep, books on immune support. And she is so full of information. She also has a monthly newsletter, Total Wellness, with very important and in-depth information about natural ways of supporting your good health. So make a note on your calendars. September 25th from 10 to 11 on Natural Doc Radio, and October 2nd from 10 to 11. Dr. Slavin?
Jenna, we've been talking about how we die. And when you realize that we have a lot of control in that area, that, for example, we said, you know, heart disease and cancer, number one, we have control over that.
How about those doctors who say to their patients, you have 6 weeks, you have 3 months, you have a year at best, that kind of statement?
Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong, because the patient may have waited way too long. You have to stay on top of it. You can't ignore your health and ignore the medical profession and expect nothing to happen. But what we're saying is, if you monitor your health and then you treat your body properly, then you can avoid the medical profession. But you still have to, you know, get feedback and know what's going on. But we left off saying that the Center for Disease Control left conventional medical care off their list of causes of death. If they put it in, it would be number one.
That's breathtaking information.
And this is not someone's opinion. This has been published data. They found that 18% of patients were harmed by medical care, and over 63% of the injuries could have been prevented. And that's really the take-home message. You have to be aware of what could happen in order to prevent it from happening. In nearly 2.5% of the cases, the problems caused or contributed to a person's death. In another 3%, patients suffered from permanent injury, while over 8% experienced life-threatening issues such as severe bleeding during surgery. So, I mean, how many surgeries are unnecessary? That's been written about in medical journals, unnecessary surgeries.
I routinely speak with women in their late 30s to early 50s who have been told they absolutely must have a hysterectomy. Sometimes I get to speak to them before the surgery. Sometimes it isn't until after the surgery, and they come to me with the problems that they're dealing with that have not either have not been solved by having the surgery, or the problems that were brought about by having the surgery. And just important information that there are so many different approaches to a health problem.
Well, here are some more numbers to that. Overall, there were 25 injuries per 100 hospital admissions. Not deaths, but injuries. Here's what was published in the Journal of General Internal Medicine. They looked at the time for a period from 1976 to 2006, and they found that of 62 million death certificates, almost a quarter million deaths, that's 250,000 deaths, were coded as having occurred in a hospital setting due to medical errors.
Wow. So that's very unusual, isn't it, that those death certificates would be noting medical error?
Well, it wouldn't say medical error, I don't think, because that would be the hospital admitting something. But they could say hospital-acquired infection, or, you know, you can tell by the, you know, patient goes in for, let's say, an appendectomy and winds up dying from kidney failure. You know, I mean, you go in for one thing, you die from something else. That's a hospital-acquired issue. There were an estimated 450,000 preventable medication-related adverse events every year. The cost of adverse drug reactions to society is more than $136 billion annually, and that's greater than the total cost of cardiovascular or diabetic care. $136 billion because of adverse drug reactions. And when they talk about adverse drug reactions, they're talking about drugs taken appropriately. They're not talking about people overdosing on purpose. Adverse drug reactions cause injuries or death in one of five hospital patients. So 20% of hospital patients have a drug issue. The reason there are so many adverse drug events in the U.S. is because so many drugs are used and prescribed, and many patients receive multiple prescriptions at varying strengths, some of which may counteract each other or cause more severe reactions when combined. I guess people can get, you have access to Epocrates, right?
Yes.
Epocrates, an online service where you can look up the drugs you're taking, and you can look up there's a part that has drug interactions. So put the two drugs you're taking and see if they're safe to take together. And
It's very, very interesting, because so many times the pharmacist will question a person that they know very well, and they've been filling their prescriptions for a very long time. When a new prescription is added, very often the pharmacist might say, well, there is a history of a negative interaction between these two drugs. And either the patient or the doctor will say, no, this is the way we've decided to go. And well, very scary stuff.
We spoke about this a week or so ago. A doctor told him, get these two drugs. The pharmacy called up and said, no, you shouldn't be taking those two antibiotics together. They called the doctor back. He says, no, I want it. And it turned out that the doctor or somebody in the office made a mistake about the antibiotics he wanted to use.
Right.
So check out, you have to double check and ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Well, one story that I have is a family member in the hospital the night before surgery, and the nurse comes in with five different medications. And one by one, he questioned the nurse about each of the pharmaceuticals she wanted him to take. And it turned out that only one was appropriate 24 hours before surgery, or 12 hours essentially before surgery. The others were being inappropriately offered to him. So it is very, very important, if the patient isn't able to do that kind of questioning of medication for himself or themselves, then to have an advocate in the hospital room talking for you. And it's just as important for people when they're picking up a pharmaceutical from their neighborhood drugstore.
In the year 2009, there were 4.6 million drug-related visits to emergency rooms nationwide due to adverse reactions to prescription medications. Most of which were being taken exactly as prescribed. 4.6 million in 1 year, 4.6 million ER visits about adverse reactions to prescription medications, most of which were being taken exactly as prescribed. Furthermore, between the years 2001 and 2008, there was a 36% increase in hospital admissions and a 28% increase in emergency room visits among children 5 and younger who had accidentally ingested medications. So, I mean, these are all preventable. If people would, you know, just pay attention, you know, think about what you're doing.
Well, here's my advice. Stay as far away from prescription medication as you and your doctor can allow. So you want to focus on supporting health, not treating disease. And that's what pharmaceuticals do. They treat disease symptoms.
And think of drugs as a treatment of last resort. I'm not saying never use them, but make sure you've exhausted all the other approaches first. Now, we didn't go into the 11th leading cause of death. And according to the Center for Disease Control, that's septicemia. Septicemia is a medical term, which means you have bacteria circulating in your bloodstream. And how does that happen? Well, you get an infection, a serious enough infection, and the bacteria can enter the bloodstream. And
You need medical attention.
And this is usually acquired in the hospital. A study in the archives of internal medicine showed that sepsis and pneumonia caused by hospital-acquired infections, and by that they mean you went into the hospital for one thing, and then you acquired another problem, an infection, for example. It kills 48,000 patients and ramped up healthcare costs to over $8 billion in the year 2006. The study also found that 20% of people who developed sepsis died. So one out of five will die from sepsis. 11% of those who develop pneumonia die. Pneumonia is the ninth leading cause of death, and in some cases may again be related to the high risk of acquiring an infection should you enter the hospital. Now, how often do you hear someone who is sick died of pneumonia? Well, that's the part of the body, that's the weak link. You know, the heart, you know, kept beating, but the lungs just gave out. A different study in 2006 showed that central line associated blood infections. Now, what is a central line? A lot of times they can't put a peripheral IV in. So a central line is one usually into the subclavian vein, which is under your clavicle, because that's a big vessel, and they can easily get the IV needle in there in the catheter, and that resulted in $26,830 loss to the patient because of infections acquired that way. Now, they don't do this haphazardly. I mean, this is when a patient, give you an example when it's used. Patient is brought into the emergency room by ambulance, cardiac arrest, the heart's not beating. They have to get access to their circulation. If the heart's not beating, they have no blood pressure. So they have to go for a large vein, and that's the subclavian vein. That's a central line, so they can give medication in. It has to be done in a safe way. Now, to put things into context, if you didn't do that, the patient dies. So what would you rather have, a live patient with an infection or a healthy dead patient? You know, I mean, these are difficult decisions, but, you know, it's only fair that things are put into context. In the same study, it was estimated that 2 million people come down with hospital-acquired infections of any type in every year, and 100,000 die from these infections. And despite this, hospital-acquired infections make no appearance in the Center for Disease Control report. So we'll talk about, when we come back, how to prevent most of the leading causes of death. We have control over it. Let's keep it out of the hospital. Let's keep it safe.
Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests, and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. I just want to remind everybody that my Janet's Best Formulas, Janna Juice and Janna Biotic, are available at Dr. Herb Slavin's office now. And that taken together, they provide a very, very nice balanced support to antioxidant damage and our free radical damage. They provide antioxidant support and very, very helpful for your immune system as well. So they're available now at the Institute of Advanced Medicine.
And, you know, our sponsor is Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And what sets them apart is they will draw blood and send it to any lab that is necessary, as opposed to going to a Quest, a LabCorp drawing center, and just getting labs done by that particular lab. They will accept insurance. There are a lot of drawing centers that will draw your blood, but they want you to pay for it. But on the other hand, if you didn't have a doctor's order for the test, or you don't have insurance and you want to get blood tests done, Advanced Medical Testing Centers does have the lowest prices out there, and will easily match any published price if you were to come in with a particular test you wanted and you have a published price out there. We're talking about how to stay out of the hospital, how to take control of your health and prevent diseases. Now, remember, most chronic diseases, including cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and obesity, these are all largely preventable with simple lifestyle changes. And we're coming into the flu season, even infection like the flu can be warded off by healthy lifestyles, not vaccinations. You know, I was going to mention today, I don't know if we'll have time for it, they've got a new type of vaccine coming out. It's genetically modified. You know, we don't want genetically modified food. Why would we want somebody injecting into our body genetically modified vaccines?
How much research has gone on before the introduction of this genetically modified vaccine?
Probably as much as they did on the foods.
Oh, 3 weeks, eh?
So think about this now. Imagine the lower death toll, not to mention cost to the economy, if more people decided to take control of their health. Hospitals are not going to be interested in this. They don't want to empty out the beds. Heart disease and cancer alone account for 47% of deaths in the United States in the year 2010. And there are many strategies you can implement right now to lower your risk of these diseases and most of the leading causes of death in the United States. So here's where we start. I think top of the list, proper food choices. I mean, that's something you can start immediately. I don't know, Janet, when you talk about proper food choices with people and you leave it up to them, do they know what to do?
I think that there's a lot of conflicting information out there and that it is confusing for the shoppers. And so one of the things that I would say is if you're consuming foods that are from a can, other than beans, because I think that using canned beans, very, very well drained, is acceptable. A lot of people are a little bit intimidated about the length of time it might take in order to the amount of time it might take to cook the beans. So don't pick up, other than canned beans, any vegetables that come in a can, because the nutrient content is seriously reduced. Then after they do that, add one vegetable item a week that you've never eaten before. It's very interesting, because some people, I talk to them about doing an artichoke, and they kind of wrinkle their noses and say, artichoke? I don't like an artichoke. And I give them a lot of ideas on how to prepare an artichoke. Very, very good choice. Helpful for your kidneys when it's prepared with olive oil and other seasonings. That's giving you an additional benefit. So one new vegetable a week. And you might find that you actually like Brussels sprouts.
Well, especially if you cook it right.
Right.
I mean, you roast them maybe, you put garlic on it. You know, Brussels sprouts might be on the top of the list of vegetables that people love to hate the most.
Right, yeah.
But it's a healthy vegetable.
Delicious, wonderful, filling addition to your dinner plate.
Here's something you can think about. For the best nutrition and health benefits, you'll want to eat a good portion of your food raw.
Now, again, I have a little bit of a... question about
raw vegetables?
That recommendation.
How about raw vegetables, raw
there
nuts?
There are so many people out there with digestive problems. It would be after they have established a very, very healthy digestive system that they could then introduce the raw vegetables. One of the ways to introduce raw vegetables is Nutribullet or one of those real high speed blenders where they can add raw vegetables to a mix and actually drink them. And I tell people, you can't start a huge glass of raw vegetables all at once. Your body will say, what are you doing to me? Yeah,
we don't have any specific topic for tomorrow, right?
No.
Tomorrow we'll talk about digestive problems.
Okay.
That's like you said, probably one of the most common areas that people have complaints about.
And so very highly responsive to the proper intervention.
Now, proper food choices. So you want to eat organic, raw as much as you can, meaning, you know, raw vegetables as opposed to cooked vegetables. Sushi. Sushi. Raw fish.
Okay.
Well, here's my take on this. You know, people say you have to cook things. Well, think about this. No other animal cooks their food, number one. Number two, before the discovery of fire, and I'm sure how many thousands of years ago that was.
And I'm going to go way beyond thousands.
But man was around for a long time before they discovered fire. They were eating everything raw. So our original food... Our original diet was raw food.
How about the most targeted substance being illegally brought into New York City? Do you know what it is?
What?
Raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is there a big demand for raw milk?
More and more and more people understand that the enzyme content, the benefits of how for eons people were consuming raw milk.
You mean when a baby cow drinks the milk of a calf, drinks the milk of a cow, their mother. It's not the same as the cow's milk that you get out of a bottle or a carton?
Not even close. And so what you're getting from the carton is cooked milk. That's not necessarily the form that's going to deliver the nutrients that are very important.
Well, on the same topic, and I'm not a big proponent of juice, but if you look at the bottled or packaged juice containers, most of them say pasteurized.
Right.
So what's the value of what's in that container? Pretty
very
much nothing. If you're going to have juice, and every once in a while, I guess it's okay, juice the fruit or the fruit yourself. You make a big deal about fruits as opposed to vegetables because of the sugar content. And that's the next area that you have to pay attention to. You have to really cut down on sugar and fructose. These can be actually considered toxins when you introduce them to your body because they increase insulin levels and really upset your whole body's mechanism.
They certainly are toxins because your liver is not able to efficiently break apart the molecules of these foods. And because they are considered toxins, they contribute to inflammation, they contribute to blood sugar instability, they contribute to mineral instability, so many different negative effects because of these foods. Your liver is just not equipped to handle them.
Okay, and here's the key, I think, in how people should try to live their life, and that is not creating unreal.
Are you telling people how to live their lives?
In this context, not creating unrealistic expectations. We're talking about what you should do, and I don't expect everybody to overnight change their whole lifestyle around. Make one change today.
Don't try to do things overnight. Your body will rebel. So one of the things that I say to people, okay, what's one change I can make right now that will make a difference in how I feel? Drink more water. Then the next change with regard to that water, add some lemon juice to it. Warm the water, have a little bit of lemon juice in it first thing before you put anything else in your mouth. What are the next things? Step by step, start with the beginning of the day. It will get you off to the right start.
Well, here's something to think about that's easy. Buy some mineral drops to add to your water. Enhance the mineral content of the water you're drinking before, but not too much, because you put too much of the mineral drops in, you won't like the taste of the water. But, you know, a couple of drops, it adds up over time if you keep adding the minerals to the water you drink.
Okay, and the importance of the minerals is those are the substances that actually make our bodies work, that achieve homeostasis when they're delivered to our bodies, number one, in usable form, and number two, in a form that's on a regular, delivered to your body on a regular basis. That music means it's time for a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Remember that our sponsor is Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And you can come to Advanced Medical Testing Centers and find out about a wide range of tests that will support your good health, not necessarily just focus on disease. Stay tuned. More to come. The blood test required by your doctor does not have to be an ordeal. Learn about the special treatment available for you at AMT Centers. Innovative approaches to evaluating health issues through advanced lab testing. Tests that identify imbalances and point out solutions. And personalized guidance to address out-of-range results. Call 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com, 754-216-2332, or go to amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness, Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
Hi, and welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. One of the things you were talking about, Dr. Slavin, was GMO vaccines before. And one of the things that I read earlier today was about people who have been vaccinated and they are shedding the viruses that they have been vaccinated against. And one of the things that they mentioned was a vaccinated person shedding the measles virus and a vaccinated person shedding the polio virus. So here we have another reason to stay away from vaccines. The flu season's coming up, and I think it's really important for us to talk to people about supporting their good health, supporting their immune systems naturally, and preventing the need for seeking a vaccine that has been shown over the years to be of questionable value. I know that we have a guest coming up next Friday and the following Friday, Dr. Sherry Rogers. She's pretty opinionated about vaccines, isn't she?
I would think so.
Yes. So she's going to join us on September 25th from 10 to 11 and October 2nd.
Okay, you really want to listen to that program. She has one of the best health newsletters available called Total Wellness. One of the reasons I like it is it's not full of advertising things trying to get you to buy things. She's giving you facts, good information that you can apply to your daily life and make sense of things. And we're going to be talking about a couple of her books. One of them, a great title, available, by the way, on Amazon, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And her other book, I think this was one of her first books, Detoxify or Die, The Importance of Detoxification. Now, one of the first steps you can take under the context of detoxification is drink more water. That's water is a universal solvent. It allows the body to get rid of toxins. Most people don't drink enough water.
What are some of the things that you see people complaining about when they see you and they admit to not drinking enough water?
Because they don't want to go to the bathroom so much.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the reason. So they don't want to drink water at night because they don't want to wake up in the middle of the night. Or if they're traveling or going somewhere, they don't want to drink water during the day. So it's a real problem. But you have to understand how important water is, and it's got to be purified. You can't. I wouldn't drink tap water.
It's interesting that question came up for me with one of my clients the other day about, well, what's wrong with tap water? And when I picked myself up off the floor, I answered the chlorine, the fluoride, the dissolved solids, the heavy metals, the prescription residue.
What you should do as an experiment, if you're able to, get a filter on your kitchen line and filter the water and look at the color of it after a month.
Well, having been around new construction and seen pools being filled with water for the first time before they were treated, and the color of the water in the swimming pool is absolutely horrific. The other thing is fill your bathtub and take a look at the color of the water, too.
Now, we've been talking about how to reduce your risk of dying and dying from preventable diseases like heart disease and cancer.
I like reducing my risk of dying.
And coming up the flu season, how to prevent yourself from getting the flu. Eating better, we mentioned that. One of the ways to really strengthen your immune system is with exercise. That's, I mean, of all the people you talk to, in all the many locations you visit every week, what percentage of them are doing exercise on a regular basis?
I'd say fewer than 50% of my people who visit me are exercising on any kind of a regular basis. I spoke with someone last evening who exercises once a week and thought that that was totally appropriate. And I mentioned that there's some research showing sometimes the danger of exercise one time a week is more significant than no exercise at all. And he was very pleased because it was very intense exercise. And I said, even more of a problem. You need your body to kind of very gently, step by step, ramp up to be able to handle that one time a week intense exercise, just like you have to be gentle introducing foods and supplements and natural beneficial things into your lifestyle.
Now, in order to reach the highest levels of health, it's not just about eating better. You have to be doing exercise, and exercise in the right way. Now, there are lots of different types of exercise. You know, I think these days you hear a lot about core strengthening exercises.
Very, very intimidating for some people.
And difficult for some people.
Very difficult. However, very, very successful at health building.
There's also strength training. Also stretching, very important, because as we get older, we lose our flexibility.
Okay. So stretching. Before you get out of bed, pull your knee to your chest. Turn your ankles around to get the full circle with your ankles. Just start gently, but every little bit helps.
And last but not least, probably this is the most important thing. If you can only pick one form of exercise, pick high-intensity interval training. And the reason for that is this is the one that really puts a stress on your body, your lungs, your heart, and anybody can do it because the intensity of the exercise is determined by your level of fitness. People that are really deconditioned, it's even easier for them. Their high intensity is at a very low level. Just do it, and you only have to do it for 10 minutes a day, but do it on a daily basis, 10 minutes every day, and you'll start to see tremendous improvements in how you feel.
There was a woman that I interviewed a few years ago whose husband began adding just 10 minutes of exercise at the end of his day. He was tired, he was cranky, but after the time that he finished his 10 minutes of exercise, he knew that he had done something very beneficial for his muscles, his heart, his overall immune response. There is also some information that I came across the other night. I did a lecture on Eat Right for Your Type. And for O blood type, which is the most common blood type, that high intensity interval training is a highly recommended approach. And for A blood type, the recommendation was more of a calming exercise, which would have been Tai Chi and yoga. And I tell people that Tai Chi looks like you're not doing very much, but it's interesting because you can break out perspiration with the Tai Chi, your heart rate and respiration goes up, and it doesn't look like you're doing very much, but it's a very, very rewarding exercise.
All right, so put exercise into your daily routine. You know, one of the things I say to patients, I say, you don't forget to eat. Don't forget to exercise. Next, this could be on the top of the list of things to do, is stress reduction. Easier said than done, but it's a factor in so many illnesses, from heart disease and depression to arthritis and cancer. Put on a positive thinking, be happy, don't worry,
I like that.
Right? I mean, you have to. I think you're going to have to buy self-help books and learn ways to do this.
There are so many very, very positive learning experiences, and not everyone appeals to every person.
Yeah, you know, we give a lot of suggestions here, and we don't expect you to know about these things. You know, you're not born knowing these things. You have to, when we make a suggestion, you have to, you know, then go out and follow up with books, audio tapes, and learn how to apply this to your life. Just a couple other points. Make sure your vitamin D levels are optimized. We're talking about lowering your risk of disease. Low vitamin D level increases that risk. Get your levels up into the 80s. The range is 30 to 100. Doctors will tell you you're in range. Don't worry about it. You should worry about it if you're not up in the 80 range. And last, a couple things. Omega-3s, not from plants, but from animals. Fish oil. The reason for that is the animal omega-3s have to be converted down to EPA and DHA. A lot of times your bodies don't do that efficiently.
And that means we're out of time.
One last thing.
Slavin.
Avoid as many chemicals, toxins, pollutants as possible.
All good advice. And to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in. And we'll be back tomorrow from 10 to 11 right here on 1470. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.